A Man's Guide to Hot Weather Dressing, Part 1. Hot weather, unlike cooler temperatures, necessitates that we do more with less. Beautiful weather creates a more relaxed attitude that translates into flexible dress codes that lean towards comfort and summer weather utility. However, no coats, only occasionally a jacket, and more often than not, shorts instead of trousers, forces us to reveal our sometimes less than attractive legs, stomachs, and backsides. How does a modern-day gentleman dress for the hot summer weather while still looking presentable? Although the thermometer may read 100 degrees, those meeting you for the first time are still going to make a snap decision based off your appearance. The goal of these articles is to make sure the impression you leave is a good one. Hot weather dressing general guidelines. Clean, light, and understated. These three words sum up how a sharp-dressed man clothes himself during the summer months. Clean. A gentleman is showered, well-groomed, and his clothing is free from stains. He realizes that although he may perspire, he does not have to smell nor look like he stepped out of a sauna. If you need to shower twice a day, then do so. Use antiperspirant deodorant and consider soaps with menthol that help cool your body. A sharp-dressed man never wears stained clothing, even if he believes others won't notice. His hair is washed and its ends cut regularly, with excess hair on the back of his neck trimmed. Invest in a pair of nose hair clippers, opt for a close shave, and treat your skin to lotions that improve health and appearance. Light. Wear light-colored clothing and select fabrics made with breathable weaves and natural fibers, such as cotton, linen, or tropical weight wool, which is perfect for summer's formal events. Looser fits facilitate airflow, but do not take this to mean that you should wear a full size or three larger than what your body size calls for. Remember that dark colors do not reflect light, but rather absorb it, and all other factors being constant are thus hotter. On a sunny day, a white long-sleeve button-down cotton shirt will be much cooler than a black polyester t-shirt. Understated. A gentleman wears quality garments that have cuts and patterns that complement his figure and attitude. His clothing never detracts from the ladies in his company. He pays attention to unstated dress codes, plans accordingly, and shows up in accordance so that he can enjoy the companionship of those around him. If you need to bring a change of clothing, do so. Try not to wear your swimming trunks into the evening's festivities, unless they are in the water. You want to be remembered for your friendly conversation, not for being the overdressed peacock or underdressed ruffian. Summer shirt styles. The t-shirt. The t-shirt is as casual as it gets. With its underwear origins, and for many, still where it should be, the t-shirt is, in this author's opinion, appropriate for working out, beach wear, and situations where a close-fitting garment that is unlikely to get tangled is called for. However, in the U.S., a quality designer t-shirt is acceptable as casual summer wear. Now, you're not going to get a second look if you choose to wear one of these. People are wearing them all over the place, and you can wear them out to local cafes, to bars with friends, wear a dark one when you're going out in the evening. When wearing a t-shirt in general, you want to make sure that you choose a good quality 100% cotton. Try to avoid, if it's got a little bit of a blend, that's okay. Oftentimes they're doing that for performance, but pay attention to the proper fit in the torso area. Too loose of a shirt only makes you look smaller, while if it's too tight, well, you look like an overstuffed sausage. This is the advice that 90% of you guys are going to ignore, but I want you to think twice about wearing a t-shirt, because you can just as easily, in most cases, wear a polo, wear a short-sleeve sport shirt, or a long-sleeve button-up dress shirt that you just roll up the sleeves. And I know, yes, everyone is wearing t-shirts right now, but when it comes down to it, they're not... They just don't stand up to a collared shirt as well. So even a $150 designer t-shirt is outclassed by a $25 polo because the latter has a collar. Summer picnics, informal garage graduation parties, and Sunday morning brunches at Stubbs Barbecue in Austin, Texas, all can be attended in style with a short sleeve button, dress shirt that has a sports feel to it. it's just going to look better. You're going to feel, you're going to be on a different level, and the ladies are going to appreciate it. The short sleeve polo. As its name suggests, the polo shirt has its origins on the fields of sport, where its moisture-wicking properties and style made it the choice of gentlemen athletes. Today, it has ascended as a standard uniform of the North American man dressed in summer casual. However, just because it's widely accepted does not mean it should be abused. Reserve the polo for true casual events on weekends. Unless it's your company's uniform, consider wearing a tasteful button-down short sleeve during the week. When it comes to colors and patterns, polo shirts are afforded more freedom in their range of acceptable hues and contrast. They are one of the few exceptions where a man can wear a bright or bold colored polo and not be accused of trying to draw attention to himself. Fabric types are either a smooth weave or a more casual rough weave with visible texture, and you're going to want to choose the polo made from cotton, although 15% of other fibers again is acceptable as it can enhance performance. The button-down short sleeve. The most underutilized shirt in a man's wardrobe is the button-down short sleeve shirt. A step up from the polo, this shirt style is often avoided because of the difficulty in achieving a great look. A button-down short sleeve that's too large or too small has its weaknesses amplified by its inability to hide behind another garment or even itself. Thin arms, dwarfed by large armholes, and midsections that press the limits of a button's strength have no long sleeves or jackets to cover their ungainly appearance. Thus, it's imperative to pay attention to fit. Try taking these shirts to a tailor. You'd be amazed at how much a slight alteration, an inch out of the midsection, will have on the appearance. A short sleeve shirt needs to fit properly at the shoulder points and along the torso. Sleeve lengths can vary, but they should cover at least 25 to 80% of the bicep, as measured from shoulder point to elbow. Understand the less bicep covered, the more casual the shirt becomes. I personally like my shirts to cover at least 60% of my bicep, unless headed to the beach or lake. But then again, I don't have the build, you know, to really pull off the short bicep look. As for circumference of the sleeve, at least 1 inch, but not more than 4 inches or so. Again, a skilled tailor can help here, and they can help adjust this quite a bit. When looking at styles of short sleeve shirts, make sure that you look to the classic military styles. A lot of those are featured. You'll see double breast pockets. You'll see small bicep pouches. You'll see epaulettes. You'll see all types of little things done onto the shirt to make it sporty. I think a lot of this is good, but understand the more that is on the shirt, the more casual it becomes. The long sleeve dress shirt. Although not most men's first choice in 90 degree plus weather, it's a more formal option than its short sleeve cousin and often the only choice for work. If wearing the long sleeve dress shirt during the day, select a light color, and to avoid being swallowed up by the sea of simple whites, consider a lightly patterned fabric that's tastefully suggests individuality. Most men know how to select cotton, but few realize that the fabric's makeup is only part of the equation for staying cool. Search for weaves and weights that allow cotton to do what it does best, and that is transmit the moisture and heat from your body right out to your surrounding environment. A long sleeve shirt rolled up to the mid forearm or beyond on the sleeve is a very stylish look, and I prefer it over a short sleeve button up any day. It's actually dressier, and it really, I think, you know, the thing is you've got a bit of versatility there, and make sure that you learn how to roll it right. I've got some videos out there that show you how to do this. The roll of an undershirt. For both the short sleeve and long sleeve button-up shirts, always wear a 100% cotton undershirt, V-neck preferred. Although wearing two layers of clothing sounds warmer than wearing a single layer, a cotton undershirt protects the outer layers from sweat and fabric staining, antiperspirants. There are some out there that will actually start to turn your shirts yellow. So if you sweat heavily, consider bringing an extra shirt and change into it. For more info, visit Tug over at theundershirtguy.com. He's got a great website. And in addition, I've talked about undershirts over at my YouTube channel. Wearing a shirt untucked. There are those who will say a shirt should always be tucked in. I won't go that far, but if you're going to wear a shirt untucked, key is length in addition to style. so aim for 2 to 4 inches of overlap. You don't want your shirt to cover your backside like a jacket would, but at the same time, you don't want that shirt so short that if you lift your hands up and you stretch, that you're going to be exposing your navel. Most shirts, and the good news here, is that they're going to be made too long. So what you want to do is decide how you want to have the bottom of your shirt looking, take it into a tailor, and just have it shortened bit by bit. And it's better if you are going to lean one way, let it be a little bit too long than a little bit too short, because you can always shorten it a bit more. The summer jacket. Weddings, outdoor parties, and other events all call for a professional presentation in hot weather. But how can you pull this off with a jacket? Well, we're about to get into it. Summer jacket fabrics. Cotton. Cotton is king during the summer months. Its natural wicking moist properties, along with its strength and durability, make it the choice for those looking to stay cool and get years of wear. However, because of its tendency to wrinkle, cotton jackets should be, you've just got to pay attention and make sure they're ironed when you start, and pay attention if it becomes too wrinkled to wear. It's not going to be something that you can wear from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. You're going to, unless you can put up with the wrinkling. Tropical weight wools are another hot weather alternative, and I love them, especially if they're made in an unlined jacket. You're going to find that they're just as cool as cotton, and they require, you know, they're just not going to wrinkle, and I think overall they look more formal and better. But if you want to go for a more casual look, that's where cotton is king. Seersucker, often seen in the American Southeast, this fabric's origins are Indian. Picked up by the English, it made its way to the U.S., where it was transformed into a modern classic. And really, the key about seersucker is the weave. Cotton is taken and it's sewn in a way that literally it's like a gauze fabric. Air just flows right through it, and that's the key. The thing with seersucker is it definitely draws a bit of attention. It is not for the faint of heart. And I've seen men pull off a seersucker jacket with dark denim or jeans. The only issue there is if you're wearing denim, it's not going to be especially cool. But I think that that look can work. And if you don't want to go for the full suit look, you can look to mix and match a seersucker jacket and use it as a sports jacket. Linen. Like cotton, this is a fabric made from a plant-based fiber. And it's the perfect, in my opinion, summer fabric for a man who can put up with a little bit of wrinkling, but wants the coolest fabric he can wear, because linen is cool. And it's not only about, it's the weave, it comes from flax and it has to be woven. It's a bit rougher, and so it wrinkles a bit easier. But the key is air just flows right through it. You can get a nice looking jacket that's going to be thinner. Right there with seersucker, I would say it's pretty close to call which one's going to be cooler. But linen is great because it comes in a much wider variety of colors and even some patterns that you can pick up. And so for a man that's really looking to create a nice looking summer sports jacket, he can go with an unlined linen, maybe even unstructured, and that thing's going to work out really well. So I've hinted at it, but let me go ahead and get into unlined and half-lined jackets. Adjusting the inner construction of a jacket is another method of reducing the propensity to retain heat. So think about it. An unlined jacket basically has an entire layer of lining taken out. The key with unlined jackets is that basically you're showing the inside of the jacket off to the world, and it's going to require the tailor to make sure that he's done more work in there. Normally on the inside of a jacket, you're going to see all this structure. There's a lot of work that goes on the inside. And so when you expose that, it's got to be a jacket built to be exposed like that, because other parts are going to have to be made or you could lose the full structure of a jacket. So don't think you can take a suit and make it into an unstructured sports jacket. It's just not going to happen. It's something that has to be planned from the beginning. But if you're able to take out that lining, reduce the size of the shoulder pads, get rid of, you know, make sure you go with a fabric that's breathable, all of a sudden you have a jacket, which is pretty awesome. I've got one made for myself that I wear down to Austin, Texas during the summer, and it works great. And from the outside, it looks like a great sports jacket. This summarizes this section on dressing sharp for hot weather, part 1.